This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Ministry denies ministry leadership's involvement in Tribhuvan International Airport immigration incident. Nepali Congress leader Shekhar Koirala calls on Home Minister to resign, paving the way for a fair investigation. Nagdhunga Nobise Road to remain closed for over 4 hours daily till the 8th of June for road expansion. And United Arab Emirates, UAE, hits record May temperature of 51.6 degrees Celsius. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has clarified that its leadership is not involved nor will it be involved in any illegal or corrupt activities. The statement comes in response to reports related to an incident at the Tribhuvan International Airport Immigration Office. Issuing a press release, the ministry expressed regret over what it called fabricated and misleading news and said the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority is currently investigating the matter and the truth will be made public after the probe concludes. Joint Secretary Chabi Rizal stated that the ministry will fully cooperate with the ongoing investigation and has urged media outlets to disseminate only factual information given the seriousness of the issue. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has suggested that the Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok resign to allow for a fair investigation. Speaking to media at Biratnagar Airport, he said resignations on ethical grounds have precedent in Nepal's parliamentary history. Likewise, Minister Lekhok said any individuals can be investigated under the constitutional process. Speaking in Kathmandu, he noted that with thousands of staff under the ministry, a minister stepping down as soon as an employee is investigated would set a negative example. He added that he would leave politics entirely if allegations of financial irregularities against him are proven. Minister Lekhok also said he has sought time to address the issue in the House of Representatives on May 27. Three people lost their lives after a jeep plunged into Mathi River from a bridge along the Prithivi Highway in Tanahu on Friday night. The vehicle, which was heading from Damauli to Chapaghat, broke through the bridge railing and fell into the river. According to the police inspector Raju Adhikari of the district police office, two others were injured in the crash. The deceased have been identified as 35-year-old Praveen Thapa Magar, 22-year-old Kumar Thapa and 20-year-old Kusal Thapa, all from Bias Municipality 5. They died while undergoing treatment at Damauli Hospital. The rescue operation was carried out by the Nepali Army, Nepal Police and locals. A powerful hailstorm has caused significant damage to crops in Jumla, affecting all 8 local levels of the district. Farmers in Tila rural municipalities 119 reported that hailstones nearly half a foot thick accumulated in the area. The intense hail and rainfall have damaged key crops, including apple saplings and marshy dried seedlings. Chief District Officer Ram Bahadur Sahi said local governments have been asked to assess and report the extent of the damage. He informed that the District Disaster Management Committee has directed all local levels to submit detailed damage reports. Official letters have been dispatched to all 8 municipalities and rural municipalities to collect information on hail and flood damage. Meanwhile, Deputy Superintendent of Police Ravin Babu Regmi said that police teams were deployed to affected areas following requests from locals for formal damage assessment. One of the key entry points to the Kathmandu Valley, the Nagdhunga Nobise Road, will remain closed to vehicular traffic for 4.5 hours daily until June 8. According to officials from the Narayanagarh Moglin Road Project Eastern Section, the road will remain shut from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day to allow construction work along the Nagdhunga Piplamur section. During the closure, vehicles leaving Kathmandu will be stopped at Nagdhunga, while those entering the valley from Nobise will be halted at Khanikhola. Traffic police have advised travellers to use alternative routes such as Dharke Sitapaila and Tokha Chahare Trishuli Galchi during the daily shutdown. All members of the National Assembly have travelled to their respective constituencies to take part in discussions focused on federalism. The discussants, titled Role and Responsibility of the National Assembly Members in Strengthening Federalism, Coordinating and Partnering the Provincial and Local Levels, are being held across all seven provinces on May 25th and 26th. According to the Parliament Secretariat, the discussions will cover key topics including the implementation of federalism, fiscal federalism, public service delivery and development, among others. The National Assembly currently has a total of 59 members. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has emphasized investigative journalism. During a discussion on women's participation and development in journalism organized by the Ministry and the Sancharika Samuha Gandaki Province in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gurung argued that the content cannot be factual if there is no investigative journalism. Minister Gurung said that the Ministry has been working on how it could ensure the right to information, making it systematic and dignified. The Communications Minister added that the Cabinet had passed the Cyber Security Bill to control cybercrime, and a bill would be presented in the House soon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, set a new May temperature record for the second straight day on Saturday, 24th May. The National Center for Meteorology reported 51.6 degrees Celsius in Suihan at 1:45 p.m. local time. The reading is 1.2 degrees Celsius higher than Friday's 50.4 degrees in the Abu Dhabi area and beats the previous May record of 50.2 set in 2009. The UAE, a major oil exporter, sits in one of the world's hottest regions and faces rising climate risk. Scientists link more frequent, longer and stronger heat waves to global warming. A 2022 Greenpeace study covering six Middle Eastern countries, including the UAE, found the region is warming almost twice as fast as the global average. The report warns of increased danger of water shortages, food insecurity and extreme heat. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that due to the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the partial influence of some moisture-laden winds coming from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, the weather today is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Sudarpashim province, along with the hilly regions, and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Home Ministry denies Ministry leadership's involvement in Tribhuvan International Airport immigration incident. Nepali Congress leader Shekhar Koirala calls on Home Minister to resign, paving the way for a fair investigation. Nathdunga Nowishe Road to remain closed for over 4 hours daily till the 8th of June for road expansion. And United Arab Emirates UAE hits record May temperature of 51.6 degrees Celsius. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.